This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Thursday, September the 23rd is upon us. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan as well. Jay is off today. You ever notice how nice it is to hear? We grouse from time to time about people not communicating anymore, not writing notes because they can't. The kids aren't being taught how to write cursive, and they can barely print in many instances. And I was thinking, somebody sent me this. I went to a funeral yesterday, and I said a few things, and somebody passed along a sweet note to me, a handwritten personal letter, and I thought to myself, how wonderful that they wanted to express themselves, because usually somebody sends you a text, or they'll send you an email or something like that. It's almost like a luxury. You think about it that way, ladies? It's like to get a handwritten note from somebody is like it's a luxury.
I something think it's that, neat, especially because most of the stuff that comes in your mail is a bill or junk mail.
Yeah.
And so to get something personal, I think, is really nice.
Yeah. So maybe that's something you do. I'm passing it along because maybe some of you are wanting to write thank yous or say thank you to somebody. Send them a personal note. That was one of the things I always liked about Larry King. Larry King always sent a letter, a note, a personal note to every one of the people that was ever on his program. And again, you know, somebody prepared it for him, I'm sure. But still, it's just a nice touch. Joe Biden, speaking of nice touches, spoke to Mr. Macron.
Now you're talking like Joe Biden.
Okay, so Jennifer, what did they have to say to each other since the hoopla about selling the submarines to the Australians? So what did Biden say to Macron?
Well, it's hard to know because both France and the United States brought out a transcript. And funny enough, they were different. It's not the first time that this has happened with the Biden administration. If it happened under Trump, watch out. He'd be impeached. But the question came in the White House press briefing room yesterday. Did Biden apologize to Emmanuel Macron? And Jen Psaki never really answered. She didn't say whether or not it was an apology, but she did say they are moving on. Whatever happened on the call, the French say that it was an apology. The Americans say that it was not.
If she said it wasn't, or if she didn't, so what Americans are saying it wasn't an apology?
Well, the transcript, because both transcripts are different. So the American transcript says that it was just kind words kind of exchanged, but not an official apology. The French version of the call.
Should we apologize? I guess that was my question.
He was asking for it for a couple of reasons. Number one, because of Afghanistan. And then number two, because we didn't offer a heads up. Apparently, he already knew that this deal with Australia for the submarine was falling through. But he had no idea that the Americans and the UK were coming in, I guess, at that rate to sell it to
him. What do you
think
he's going to sell it to the Chinese? We're going to sell yesterday.
This is an anti-China move. So.
Yeah, no, I don't have any problem with us selling the submarine. I don't really care what France thinks, but they did pull their ambassador from the United States. So I think the only thing I take note of is that their transcript is different than ours. That's curious. And it's the second time that this has happened with another foreign leader when our transcript has been off.
Translation problem. That's what it is.
Well, translation, transparency, whatever it is. I don't really care. I mean, I don't think this is the biggest deal in the world, and it seems that whatever happened, whether it was an apology or not, or somewhere in between, the ambassador's back. So apparently
something got smoothed over.
Yeah. Okay. This is not something smoothed over. Apparently, the Republicans and the Democrats can't get together on a bill to overhaul police problems, police tactics, whatever it is. So who's on which side here?
This was a bipartisan effort. It just,
Well, it's, unfortunately, too much gets packed into these bills. And so remember, Tim Scott, who is a Republican senator from South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, he came out with a police reform bill that also had bipartisan support. But Democrats wouldn't vote on it because they didn't want to give him the win right before the election. And so it got scrapped. So then Cory Booker gets a hold of it in the Senate and says, hey, Tim Scott, let's get together and work on your bill again, which has to be so insulting because it's all about timing and not about the real contents or fixing things for people. It's all about power and struggle, which unfortunately we see from both sides, you know, about what kind
so
of
so it's more of the same.
Have.
It's just the same old, same old.
Well, yeah, except now I think the reason they couldn't come to a deal and the reason they call it dead is because this bill had so much stuff packed into it. It became more than just a policing reform bill. It became a lot more than it was supposed to be, which, again, always happens in D.C., and so they've decided to walk away from it.
So one of the things that
really,
was
yeah, the, one of the things that was a weird sticking point, though, that I really was disagreed with Tim Scott, is that in the bill, they wanted to have individual departments and jurisdictions would have had to follow the new policies that include banning chokeholds and eliminating no-knock warrants. There have been numerous polls across the country. That's what American citizens want. They don't want chokeholds, and they don't want no-knock warrants. That's what killed, why am I blanking on Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
And so Tim Scott says taking those two things off the table and making them illegal, that is equivalent to defunding the police, which is the most asinine thing I think I've heard a politician say in a long time. I mean, and that's a high bar. Like, that's total propaganda. I mean, one wants to defund. I mean, people on the far left want to defund the police, which makes no sense.
But
to
by
me.
Taking away some, getting at is taking away some of the resources and moving it to social workers. That was the one thing that has become the sticking point, is that a lot of people on the left want to bring social workers out instead of police officers. And when you do that, you take away funding from the police force and you put them into social workers who are not capable at this point anyway, without any training.
Well, that's the point of training them,
though.
Right.
Yeah. Bad money. Would you rather have a social worker go out or to a domestic?
It's certain calls, though. But it's certain calls. Mental
I
health.
I would rather have
mental,
a trained law enforcement officer.
Then people end up killed, though, Jen. They end up dead.
Right. Well,
I mean,
social workers
so
are going
to
end up dead. This is the thing: is that the social look? Social
so
workers. I think
dead.
About
social workers.
Well,
and police
I think about my. I think about my circumstances, and right here in California, we have a huge homeless issue. If you send out social workers who are not trained in law enforcement, they're going to be just going out. They're going to be social.
Them out
but
together.
The money is there
How
to train
an
them.
Idea.
That's the whole point.
But they're not going to be trained in law enforcement. That's the thing. They are not going to be trained in.
That's why you send them out together. So I want
to. If they're trained in law
photo.
Enforcement, they're police officers.
Okay,
well, they have to be trained in crisis management. There's a difference. There's a big
Next.
Difference there.
Okay, there are
well,
some
we
pictures.
Can finish a sentence. That's an important
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's all right. Yeah, you did. That was a good conversation. I'm looking at pictures from inside a high school that show the police and America posters. In a high school.
Yeah.
Who's running the asylum
it's
here?
It's L.A. Unified School District.
What in the name of heaven?
And forget what posters are on
anybody?
The wall. These are the people who are teaching your kids. I mean, forget the posters. The posters
like
and the flags can come down. But the story, just to give it, it's Hamilton High School. It's in the L.A. Unified School District. Some parents found out what was going on, and they were appalled by it. There was...
Oh,
in this particular classroom, the Palestine flag, the LGBTQ flag, the Black Lives Matter flag, and the American flag was thrown across some furniture. And probably more repulsive than that is the blank the cops flag, or excuse me, poster that was on the wall, and the blank America with the KKK is spelled into America on the wall as well. This was their decor. And so some parents...
But they have to... Kids got to get this at home, Jennifer. Their parents, they don't just... This doesn't just drain in...
No, this was the
brain.
Teacher. This wasn't the kid. This was the teacher decorating their classroom like that.
I thought there were kids doing it, too. Not kids.
This particular case...
How do these
case,
people
was,
keep their job, then? That's the next
right.
thing.
And the LA Unified says, oh, yeah, we know about this. We'll take the posters down. But it doesn't matter because the type of propaganda from an individual who feels that way and
where are we going
classroom in that
in this
manner
country with
is
going to
be indoctrinating your kids regardless.
What in the world?
The
how are we going to survive if we have this kind of thinking? That's the question I have. What are we doing, speaking of surviving, with all these Haitians? Haven't heard much about that in the last day or so. Where are they? Well, I haven't.
They're being let into the country now. Surprise.
I know.
Well, they're not being turned around. They're not being deported.
After being chased on horseback and being whipped.
Okay. By the way, that is the biggest. By the way, that is the biggest piece of fake news that is out there. Those Border Patrol agents were not using whips. Those were the reins of the horses.
I understand.
And the reins.
I
know. That's why I'm surprised you said whips, because I know you're a horse.
No, I said
whipped.
More than I am. Whipped.
Okay. They were spinning, you probably also know this, because they were spinning those reins to keep people away from the horses, because the horses can get spooked in this area. And so that is a tactic that is used all the time to keep people away.
Right, but
they were not
that's
whipping
not fake
people.
News, though. That's not fake
oh,
100% news. 100%
is. The White House press secretary yesterday said, we're going to look in the practice of our Border Patrol whipping immigrants. I mean, give me a break. No one's whipping immigrants. No one's whipping those people. This was a picture.
Then you
that
and
looked,
I have
again,
different interpretations of the same picture, then, because a lot of people are
saying
the same
thing. Well, you
have
to look at the video. You have to look at the video. The Border Patrol agents weren't whipping these people. It was a bad picture that made it look like this guy was close to the horse.
But that's all. To me, that's irrelevant. Well, the fact that they're all there, that they're these 26 or 29,000 Haitian migrants who have come over through Mexico, however they got there, what is their expectation? Who led them to believe that we had an open border policy and they could just come in and
who
go
led them to believe
they want?
Doug, the border is open. We've let in. Just this year alone, 1.2 million people have been let into this country
Disgusting.
From the southern border.
Disgusting.
Thousands, tens of thousands of Afghans are here now. And only 3% of the people who actually helped us got out of Afghanistan. So who the heck are these people that they airlifted out of Afghanistan? They have been unvetted. Only 3% of our allies actually got out. The rest are still stuck in Afghanistan. So who are they? They've come here for a different life, another opportunity. We don't even know why were they lifted out of Afghanistan. And now we've got these Haitians who are coming in from Chile, from Brazil, who waited until the border was open and they came walking in. I mean, it's just, it's incredibly infuriating.
It is.
It's
yep.
going to be at least 2 million people, and those are only the ones we know about by the end of the year.
All right, I see there's a poll. Mike Pence tops Governor DeSantis double digits if you're going to have an election tomorrow. And so why? So who cares?
I find that difficult
2021.
To believe, right?
Yeah,
I do, too. I don't know why, but hey, whatever.
But who cares? Yeah, I see these things. You always are teasing me about clickbait, and the clickbait is who's the better president? I mean, who puts that stuff up? By the way, one quickie, Jennifer. Is California going to set quota limits on Amazon? Can only sell so much in our state? Huh?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That a Gavin Newsom idea. So
how would they get how would they do that though? That's difficult to enforce. It seems unconstitutional. I don't understand
more about
that. But that's Gavin Newsom. According to the Associated Press, California is going to bar mega retailers missing quotas. I don't know what that means. Is it quotas for hiring or quotas for what you can sell?
Seems I don't know. I'll have to look up the story you're looking at because I haven't heard it. That one's
and
not on my radar.
And then we can talk about
yet,
it tomorrow.
How about that?
DJ
I'll do my research.
Yes, that'd be nice, Jennifer. That'd be very appreciated. It's 19 after the hour.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes... Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay.
I say okay. A sort of break us away from one conversation into the next one that people can hear. It's trending time now on the DJV program. And Jay, even though she's ill, done a yeoman's job putting together some of these things. We watch what's trending as well. And you'd be happy to know that Britney Spears is back in the spotlight. And we'll get to that right after this.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to Britney and how she feels, Victoria, about this new Netflix documentary.
Well, Britney never really feels great about any documentary about her life. The last one that came out that was called Framing Britney Spears, when she did comment on it, she said that she cried and it was horrible to watch, that she didn't see all of it, but she did see some of it, and that it was basically highlighting the worst times of her life. And so, you know, now this is another documentary that's coming out. This one is called Britney versus Spears, and this is by a filmmaker named Erin Lee Carr. She says that she has been trying to get a hold of Britney for many years to do this, but obviously Britney is not going to participate. She does say that she's taking a more sensitive approach to this. She said that she made the creative decision to not utilize
any of the same. Ms. Carr is saying that?
The filmmaker, yes. Yeah, Ms. Okay. Carr, the filmmaker. She made the creative decision not to utilize any of the same imagery that Britney found traumatizing. So she says the things that happened in 2007 when she was on a gurney and her father, you know, forced her into a mental hospital. She said, you're not going to see that in this new documentary. And so we're not really sure what we are going to see, but it's a look at the conservatorship and the 13-year battle that Britney's been facing. And so, I'm going to watch it. A lot of other people are watching it. People are still very much behind Britney. But her next hearing in court is September 29th. And the judge, sort of suspiciously, a lot of people think it's very suspicious, has ruled that no media can attend. And so now her lawyer filed new documents saying that not only should her father be removed as conservator, but that they need to open this up to the public and make sure, because the public has a very strong interest in this. Yeah. And that's why the last few court hearings they've had, you know, press there. It's been open to the public. And then this judge, who seems to kind of be as corrupt as everybody else in that building, now the judge says, oh, well, you know what? It's for Britney's safety and for her sake. We shouldn't have this be an open thing. And Britney herself has requested that she wants it to be open and public. She doesn't want to have this stuff happening behind closed doors anymore. I don't blame her.
No, I don't either, actually. So the next show that's going to feature a highlight of a well-known personality is the Showtime series on Joan Rivers. And this Catherine Hahn is going to play Joan Rivers. She looks the part, I think, looking at pictures of her. Joan Rivers, very interesting character.
Yeah.
I was around her a number of times, and she was pretty much, she never was off. That'd be the way I would. She was always on. Everything had to be a joke. Everything had to be something that, you know, was. She was very deferential to herself. She worked on WOR in New York for a friend of mine for a number of years. So, anyway, see what happens with that. The Comeback Girl is what it's called. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is reporting some illegal immigrants will be welcomed to Harrisburg. As part of the Biden administration's open border policy, the federal prison in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania sent 8 staff and 2 buses Monday to Del Rio, Texas to pick up and transport these people to the Keystone State. The Bureau of Prison sent approximately 100 staff to provide transportation assistance at the border in Del Rio. How many were going to be picked up and transported was not revealed. After being inundated by two tropical storms that submerged basements, cracked home foundations, and destroyed belongings, residents in the northeastern United States are being hit with another unexpected blow. Thousands of families are now responsible for financial losses because they didn't have flood insurance. Most of those caught off guard by Hurricane Ida and Tropical Storm Henry lived in areas outside of coastal flooding, making flood insurance an afterthought. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The one person who should know how many illegal immigrants are being released into the United States is claiming ignorance to lawmakers and says he does not know. Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has been on the job since early February. Rosendo Hinoza, retired Border Patrol chief, tells Fox News this infiltration at the border is not acceptable.
It's hard to believe that those numbers aren't being documented. Every apprehension goes into the system. Every release goes into the system. Everything's cataloged. So for somebody to say that they have no idea, I think it's a little disingenuous. Well, who knows? And that's a problem. Initially, the story was that we were having extradition flights from the United States to Haiti, and then all of a sudden you hear that we're releasing them into the interior of the United States, and they're giving them a notice to respond instead of a notice to appear, which doesn't have the same legal weight as a notice to appear. So if somebody doesn't show up to their court date or their immigration appointment, then we can issue a warrant of arrest for them. With this notice to respond, it's more like on good faith, and we've seen how that works out. Well, in the old days, it was more like 95% that didn't show up, so process has improved. That baffles me. Usually you have an administration and we all have different political philosophies on whichever side of the aisle you're on, but border security is not a political issue. Border security should be everybody's concern.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here to have fun, or I guess acknowledge redheads, because it's Redhead Appreciation Day. I had dinner last night with a redhead. I didn't know it was Redhead Appreciation Day. It might have been a good conversation starter. Fiery, hot-tempered. That's a, but if you're a bottle redhead, you're not likely to have the same temper as somebody who's a natural redhead, right?
Well, I have three first cousins who are natural redheads, and yeah, they're the chillest, most laid-back people I've ever met. So, yeah.
So this is a lot of nonsense, probably.
Well, natural, I think, redhead. Back in the day, like there were a lot of, you know,
witches, myths, and stuff tied to redheads because redheads are so rare, natural redheads. And so, like, going back to, like, in Ireland, you know, the banshees and everybody, if you're a redhead, it's a lot of folklore, and there's really nothing more to it. But there was a time, though, and maybe Julia Roberts kind of brought it back in the 90s with her red hair. But there was a time, I think, in old Hollywood, right, where redheads were, that was where it was at, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they were called sirens, I believe, something like that. Redheads have been portrayed as beautiful, brave, promiscuous, wild, hot-tempered, violent, immoral. All that stuff is nonsense. It's all media bunk, much as anything else, I think. I think redheads, having a penchant. You guys tease me all the time because you say there's a type, that I have a type, that there's somebody or some people that just. I suppose we all do, though. Your husband, is he your type?
No, but you he's the opposite of my type.
Really?
Yeah, I like tall, blonde guys with blue eyes, and I married a short Italian guy with dark hair and dark eyes.
That's right. He's shorter than you are.
A little bit,
walking on, yeah.
Well, I was wearing heels, but yes, he is shorter than me.
He's
not
taller than me. This couple that was kicked out of the restaurant for wearing masks. They did it to protect their son who has medical challenges. They were told to leave the restaurant because they had on masks. You get right down to the brass tacks.
Well, they were in Texas. That's important to mention where they were.
Well,
I think
I said that, a Texas restaurant. But why? What is there about... If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. And why is Texas and Florida become the lightning rod states for this sort of thing, especially given the fact that demos are changing as rapidly as they are in Texas, because all the people moving there from the West Coast. It's the Hang Time Bar and Grill in Rowlett, Texas. They'd gone in there with a couple of friends. This lady and her husband were asked to remove their masks, and this was supposedly because they thought anyway it was because the staff wanted to check their IDs. And then, you know, there are some restaurants that have made a call on this, as you know, Victoria. We've talked about this any number of times. Restaurants that say, okay, we'll cut your bill if you don't wear a mask coming inside. I went into a restaurant last night. I had a mask on. When I went in, I sat down at the table, took the mask off.
Massachusetts, you guys have the indoor mask mandate, right?
Yeah.
So that hasn't happened again in Jersey where I am, but... this story is really extra ludicrous because this is a couple with a 4-month-old son who has cystic fibrosis. The baby's 4 months old. This couple, there's no vaccine that can protect their son. So they're doing the best thing they can do as parents, right? Isn't this the whole cry from the right? Oh, my body, my choice, and all that hypocrisy. Well, this is a couple protecting their infant son by doing the thing that didn't harm anyone else, didn't even involve anyone else. This was their choice to protect their son. And this jackhole bar owner says, oh, well, you know, mask wearing is too political. And so, you know, if they don't want to take their masks off, they have to leave. Okay, fine. Well, you can respect, and they did. They got up and they left. You respect a private business owner's rights. But how stupid. I mean, if he wants to make a case for, you know, don't take away my freedoms and all this other BS that we keep hearing, this is the wrong instance where a couple is trying to protect their 4-month-old baby.
It looks bad.
How stupid is this guy?
Very bad. Very bad. And so, speaking of optics, there's a Time magazine is running sort of an expose of the history of these various infections or viruses or whatever you want to call them. And they listed all of the covers of magazines in the last 30 years that have focused on the various diseases. Like there's a cover for SARS, there's a cover for the bird flu, a cover for H1N1, a cover for this have been a number of coronavirus covers. And so you think about it, when we focus on these things and how many there have been, I was concerned about SARS. I never really worried about the bird flu or H1N1. I don't know why. SARS seemed to attract my attention in terms of...
What year was SARS? Because I just feel like I was oblivious to it.
Yeah, in the early 80s, I think.
Oh, I thought SARS was more recent than that.
Well, maybe
the,
it was.
Whatever the one that
Okay, here it is, 2003, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was clueless then, so I didn't worry about SARS.
Pay much attention. Well, I mean, when you look at the number of people who died, there were 400,000 people that died from SARS.
Yeah.
Around the world, there were many more. 2 million people died of the bird flu, and we all know what H1N1 was. So I think Time's point of view here is that we're paying attention to the wrong things. The article that I'm looking at is written by one of their reporters in Shanghai, and there obviously is a focus on China and the Chinese and what is going on with the Chinese. We were talking earlier today about the admission that the Americans were involved in the experiment in Wuhan, in the laboratory, of letting, you know, giving the flu to the bats and letting them go out to see if they could do what? I don't even understand why. I still don't understand why they let the bats out. What did they think? These are scientists. Don't they know what the repercussions are going to be? If this stuff get, they must. How, unless it was deliberate, and that's where I come back to it, are these people that stupid? And if they are, what the hell are they doing in charge of a lab that has this kind of dangerous stuff in it?
Which was a military lab, and in the only lab in China that has, or in that region of China, that had level 4 clearance. And that's where the, that's where all the COVID research stuff was, that's where the samples were. It was on level 4, which was the highest security level. But, you know, during the Trump administration, the State Department then had issued a report, and it didn't really go anywhere because, I don't know, I guess it was before COVID happened, so no one cared, I guess. But the report was on the, after they had done inspections of that Wuhan lab, they said that there were so many safety violations happening, and that it was a mess, that there was mishandling of samples. I mean, it's not implausible that this was accidental. It just feels to me like it was intentional. But it certainly, from that report, it showed that anything could have happened in this lab. It was very mismanaged.
Yeah. And whether it was on purpose, I'm coming down on the side that it was on purpose. With all these scientists there deliberately infecting the bats and then not thinking they're going to have some impact, we let them out?
Yeah.
Come on. Maybe it's fall off a turnip cart. Macy's is going to hire 76,000 holiday workers starting right now. So those of you who were worried about Macy's, and a lot of the stores did close during the epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, the stores are opening back up again. They must be bringing, they have new leadership, I wonder, they're bringing themselves around to being more competitive with the likes of Walmart and Target, because that's really the competition. Isn't it even for an upscale, isn't Macy's considered an upscale retailer? I think it is.
Well, not upscale like the way you would think of Nordstrom or Neiman Marcus or Saks Fifth Avenue. No.
Yeah.
I would say it's kind of middle of the road, right? I mean, it's above Kohl's, but, you know, but below what Lord & Taylor was, and Lord & Taylor went out of business. So I think it's kind of holding place in the middle of the road. I'm happy to look, it's an American institution, right? I mean, this is an American company that's been around forever. I'm happy that they are not going out of business. And if they need that much help, then that's a good sign for the economy and,
yeah,
and for their business. It's great.
Yep. Stock market futures have climbed, too, even though the Feds say they support easing of the restrictions on what the interest rate could be. That is, you know, the interest rates are going to go up. But the markets didn't. Really, you know, oftentimes when they make an announcement like that, the markets go nuts for a couple of days. The only time they've gone nuts in the last couple of weeks is because of the failure of that big Chinese developer. And nobody could figure that out. Why does that affect the walls? Why does that affect investors in America? Because a real estate developer goes broke in China. The way they look at everything, supposedly the big screen as well. If they can't build, if a big developer like that's going bankrupt, that must mean people can't buy homes. And what does that say about the Chinese economy? And the Chinese economy, many people think, is stronger than ours. So if that gets weak, everything's going to, you know, it's that every, my God, these people. How do they sleep at night? Coming up with some of this stuff.
Hey, yeah.
44 past the hour. Let me help those of you who have had this frustration of dealing with great food and eating a lot and enjoying it and then putting on weight and not seemingly being able to do anything about it unless you do something drastic like have an operation or go on a crash diet or do things that are basically unpleasant. Now, if you're overweight, you do have to do some unpleasant things, like you got to stop eating the kinds of foods that are making you fat or overweight or whatever you want to, however you want to. It's not politically correct to say fat anymore, right, Victoria? I'm not supposed to.
I would say probably not.
Yeah, right. Anyway, if you got a size 42 waist and you're 5'9", you got a problem. Whether you're, and there's so many women that are overweight these days, too. So let's see if you can't benefit by going to toploss.com and focusing on the ingredients, first of all, in Calitrin, because they're all very positive, all very natural. Think about the longevity of the company. Been around 24, almost 25 years. Sold millions of bottles of Calitrin because it does help you lose weight and keep it off, which is the most important part as far as I'm concerned. I just take them every night before I go to bed, just as a matter of course. You can help yourself to success when it comes to weight control. Go to toploss.com. Look at what they have. There you got all kinds of deals. The early fall special gives you $10 off every bottle, you know, whether you buy 10 or 90 or whatever. Buy as many as you want, $10 off each bottle. And free shipping, too, when you use the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation. And there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is and are they reputable? And do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, 49 past the hour here on the DJV program. I thought it was interesting that Helen Mirren went to the Cannes Film Festival wearing green sneakers.
It's a lot of standing around and doing interviews. I don't blame her. Yeah.
Well, you know, all sneakers. Do you wear sneakers?
Sure.
You wear sneakers. All of them are not alike. I have really bad flat feet, and I wear a certain type of sneaker. I find the cloth aspect of how the shoes are built, or the sneakers are built, are much more forgiving and supportive, too. So if you have bad feet, look at really good sneakers.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's movie news, movie moments. Tucker is off today, so Victoria and I will be left to our own devices. One of them will be a discussion of how we expect Daniel Craig to look nude as James Bond. I suppose he's going to look nude, but we'll maybe dig around on that a little bit because he's out plugging it and people are asking him, are you nude, really? After this.
I'm Jasmine Guignard. You might think that cramping, tingling, or weakness in your leg is a sign of aging or neuropathy, but it could be peripheral artery disease, or PAD, which needs to be treated right away. Dr. Felucio Faccariti, American Heart Association volunteer medical expert.
With PAD, blood flow is blocked, and your legs or feet aren't getting the oxygen they need. If caught in time, the right doctor can help you. But unfortunately, PAD often gets missed until it's too late, especially for black people and people who live in the South or rural communities.
If PAD goes unchecked, it can cause wounds that won't heal or leg amputation. People with PAD are also 6 times more likely to have a heart attack or stroke.
Early detection is key, so know your risk factors like diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or nicotine use, and screen often.
If you have trouble with your feet or legs, talk to a doctor about PAD. Learn more at heart.org/PAD.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June?
Right?
So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Kara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store.kohls.com for details.
All right, so, Victoria,
yes.
Daniel Craig has been teasing his nudity. People want to know, how nude is he? Isn't there one definition of nude? You're either nude or you're not nude, right?
Well, they don't really show much, you know, in movies, so. Not for men. No, there's a total double standard. You watch a lot of movies, I'm sure you've noticed that. You'll see a fully nude woman way before you'll see a fully nude man. There's a total double standard.
Why do you think
standard.
That is? Why
I don't know. Because men make those decisions and they don't want to see other men naked.
Because they might be different than they are.
No, I just think a lot of a lot of straight dudes don't want to see other naked straight dudes. I guess I don't know.
Well, anyway, there isn't any Bond film to this one that has a scene where the main protagonist, i.e., James Bond, is naked, but in this, there's a different take in No Time to Die. James Bond is more visible than he ever has been, if you will. But I'm guessing it's not full frontal.
No, he would never do that.
No. So why do women do it?
They get paid more? I don't know.
They do. Would you do it?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
If somebody gave you $1 million to be in a movie and be naked...
I mean, I guess I'm not an actor, so I don't know. But I mean, when women have been, you know, asked that question numerous times, it depends on what the role is. If it's appropriate for the character, or if it's appropriate for the scene. You know, I think one of the biggest criticisms that that Sarah Jessica Parker got for the whole series of Sex and the City was that she was always in bed with a bra on. And so, you know, a lot of people are... And the other women all did nude scenes at certain points in time throughout the series. And Sarah Jessica was the only one who had a no nudity clause. So,
I don't know. Anyway, Daniel Craig has shown off his body a lot. A lot of women think he looks cool as James Bond. I think you were speculating yesterday when we were talking about this that one of the reasons he may not want to do a seventh. Has he done five, six? He's done six, I think, hasn't he? I think he's done six of these, or at least five. One of the reasons he doesn't want to do it is because it's a lot of work to keep in shape.
Sure.
And he's 56, I think, 57, somewhere up in that vicinity.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
A lot of intense action.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of
thing.
He
got injured right away. Remember, Tom Cruise has been injured. Tom Cruise does his own stunts. And Daniel Craig, I think, does a fair amount of his own stunts. And so, I mean, injuries can happen. And it's, you know, it's not an easy thing to maintain that physique, that level of physique.
No, I would have thought not. So there's a rumor around that Training Day, the movie that starred Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke, is going to be revived. I thought you and I were talking about this off the air that it was
The movie.
It was just nasty.
It
was nasty.
I just didn't like it.
I didn't know. Denzel Washington, once in a while, plays a character that isn't exactly likable, and he didn't. That's the role he played here. Netflix now owns the right to the Willy Wonka catalog. So where do you suppose that's going to be? That'll be an interesting thing for. Well, check with Chuck.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.